Hachette Audio presents I Am Number 8, overlooked and undervalued, but not forgotten by God. Written and read by John W. Gray III, with a foreword read by Pastor Joel Osteen, and special original music by John Gray. Dedication for Aventer Gray.
Hi, I'm Joel Osteen. The scriptures give many examples of people who didn't think much of themselves, yet God called them to do something great. Moses, Gideon, David were just such people. When God told Moses, perhaps the greatest prophet of the Old Testament, to bring the Israelites out of captivity, Moses said, "God, I'm ordinary. Pharaoh will never listen to me. I stutter." Gideon, when instructed by God's angel to stop farming and lead an army against the enemy, responded by saying, "How can I do that? I come from the poorest family. I'm the least one in my father's house." When the prophet Samuel came to anoint one of Jesse's sons to be the next king of Israel, Jesse thought so little of his youngest son David that he didn't even bother to bring him in from the fields where he was taking care of the sheep. I believe that we might not have heard the names of Moses, Gideon, David, had they continued to see themselves the way others saw them. Instead, each of them changed their mindset and began to see themselves as God saw them, as a liberator, a general, and a king. Psychologists have long known that we will most often behave in a manner that is in harmony with the way we perceive ourselves.